This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Loving somebody and somebody loves you back. It's so good. Needing somebody.
Welcome back. Somebody Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you till 12 o'clock. Maryville University sponsors our phone lines. Maryville University students receive an extraordinary level of academic, personal, and career support beginning with their first steps in transition from high school to college. Go to maryville.edu. On the Maryville University phone lines is former Blues tough guy, spent 4 years with the Blues, Reed Lowe. Reed, good to be with you. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Very good. Much to discuss. First of all, when you see big 6'7" Ben Bishop between the pipes, you think what?
Honestly, the first thing that comes to mind is, why isn't he still playing for us?
Yeah. Do you remember that whole, I think Jake Allen was the third goalie at the time, and they were, let's see, they had Halak and Elliott.
Yep.
Yeah. He was highly regarded, too, wasn't he, Ben, growing up?
Extremely highly regarded. Played, was a kid that, you know, they brought the hometown boy in, and, you know, they didn't give him much of a chance. You know, they got a draft pick for him and whatever, traded him out at a young age, and, you know, you've seen what he's done in his hockey career. But hindsight's 20/20, so there's a lot of times you've made good moves and bad moves as an organization. But when you first glimpse at it, you're like, man, that could be our tender. Not that we don't have a good tender now.
Yeah, it's a tough call. I mean, who would you rather have in this series? I mean, it's a toss-up. Bishop has just been unbelievable in the postseason, also with a .945 save percentage.
Yeah, he's a big guy. He moves the puck real well. He's like a third defenseman out there for those guys. That was always been one of his strengths. But he also moves in the net real well. Side to side, he's long, he's lanky. You know, the wraparound play is not going to be available with him in the net. When he's in the butterfly position, he's big. His shoulders are big. His arms are out. He's got a good blocker. He made a real nice blocker save the other night against Nashville. He was going right up top corner, and he just right to the side. So this is a guy the Blues are going to have to get a lot of traffic in front of him. They're going to have to irritate him. They're going to have to get him upset because the more he plays unhappy, the more opportunity they're going to have to get him pucks behind him.
So what does Craig Berube deal? How does he deal with the Ben Sagan and Radulov line?
Well, I said this before, and they're obviously a good line. You know, the three guys with tremendous amount of skill. But you know what makes those guys special is how hard they work. And you know, when you're a superstar player, not only do you have a great work ethic, you got super skills. But when you combine those two things together, and then you put all three of those guys on one line, it can be dangerous. You know, how does he deal with them? I think we've got lines that. That we can kind of be a little bit more of a by committee. I think when you take a look at all four of our lines, but definitely our top three lines are lines that I wouldn't be as hesitant to put them out there against those guys. Our D is going to have to be good, and it's going to have to be a team play. The forwards are going to have to back check. You know, that backside pressure on these guys is huge. If you allow them to come in the zone with the high guy driving the net and a guy driving the net and a guy in the slot, they're gonna score goals on you. So that backside pressure from the forwards getting back, everybody working hard, keeping the shifts short, that's going to be a key component to the Blues having success, not only against the Stars, but that line.
Do you think Coach Berube, at least at the outset, he has a Selke Trophy finalist in Ryan O'Reilly. Do you think he trots out O'Reilly and that line against Ben's line?
I would say probably, and you might see a little bit of shuffle with the lines. And like I said, I'm not down at the rink every day, so I'm not sure what they've been doing from practicing lines and whatever the case may be. But I definitely think from that standpoint, you're going to want Ryan O'Reilly to be against that line. And I think that you have to understand too, when you ask Ryan to be, hey, listen, defense first, you know, offense second. You know, from a media standpoint, we can't be hard on him if we get three games into this series and he's only got, you know, two assists or a goal. And we're going to have to take a look at what they're doing. And I think that, you know, in the Winnipeg series, they played that Ryan O'Reilly, Tarasenko line against Wheeler's line. And, you know, we looked at it and thought, you know, they weren't having success 5-on-5 against those guys. So maybe he wants to, you know, You know, if you keep Shan at center ice on the second line with Schwartz and brain cramp on number 70, but maybe that's the line that he goes against those guys with. A lot of energy, a lot of quick players, and try and maybe keep Tarasenko and O'Reilly in more of an offensive role. He's got options.
Yeah, and with Jaden, what are you seeing? What are you seeing there? And his all of a sudden his explosion with four goals in the last four periods.
I think he's. I don't think it's anybody's surprise that Jaden Schwartz scored a hat trick or was scoring goals. I think when you take a look at his production this year and just some of the injuries he's had over the last couple of years, he hasn't really had a chance to get in his groove. And he's worked extremely hard and he's battled extremely hard. And, you know, finally got rewarded, and it was nice for him to be able to be the guy that rewarded his teammates and his team with a huge game to come out like that. So I'm not surprised at all. He's a guy that has to keep doing it. It's the little things, going to the net. You know, that goal that he scored with 15 seconds left in game five, you know, just great play, getting the puck around the boards and then going to the net. That's where you got to go to score goals. You can't stand behind the net and watch things happen. Got to the front of the net, made a great deflection out of the air. This guy is a high skill level player. He can kill penalties, power play. He can put him just about anywhere. I put him in front of the net on the power play, even though he doesn't have the stature. You know he's going to battle it out, and you get battle from him every shift. He empties the tank every shift, and he's in tremendous shape. And it's good to see that he's back doing what we need him to do, and that scores some goals. So I look for more big things from him. But I think that the team has to be more well rounded to play here in the second round. The stakes go up a little bit. We're going to see some real fast hockey. It's going to be the team that makes the least mistakes that wins.
It's really tough to, I would hate to be a gambler or be forced to bet on any of these NHL playoff things now. I mean, the Winnipeg series was ever so close. We had what happened last night with San Jose and Las Vegas, and this looks like it has the makings of a 6 or 7 game series. I mean, it's really a toss-up in all these series now.
You take a look, I think what they say is the first time in NHL history that the two first seeds were eliminated in the first round. I think when you take a look at where the NHL's come from when they started that salary cap era back in 05, 06, to where it's at today, 13, 14 years later, the parity in the National Hockey League is very, very good. And, you know, not only was the salary cap really important for that, but the salary basement was important so that more teams were forced to spend money. More, in that happening, more teams were better hockey clubs. And when you take a look at the teams that, you know, you take a look at just over the last few years, you take a look at the teams that are 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Well, those teams are the teams that are the best teams at the end of the year because they're playing playoff hockey 2 or 3 weeks before the playoff hockey actually starts because they're fighting for their life. So it's almost dangerous to have too good a season and set records like Tampa Bay did to go into Columbus and get eliminated and swept in 4 games. And they were just ready to battle. And, you know, I think all these teams that are in the playoffs and that are going to be in the final eight here are teams that have had some sort of rough go through the hockey season and have, you know, come together as a good unit and are ready to be a team and go on and try and win a Stanley Cup. And so you can't ever take anybody for granted in the game today. 8 seeds are knocking, you know, first seeds off. And who thought the Islanders were going to knock the Penguins off in 4? There's guys on that hockey team that have won 3 Stanley Cup champions and maybe the best, one of the top 3 or 4 players in hockey in Sidney Crosby. So you just got to get out there. And I think the St. Louis Blues are going to have success when they play their game. Try not to get too fixated on everybody else and all the other guys that are wearing the green jerseys and focus on what makes them successful. I think that's their biggest challenge because, for me, top to bottom, they've got one of the best lineups in hockey. They're deep. They can play any line against anybody and have confidence that they're going to have success. And they've showed that they are that team down the stretch and so far in the playoffs.
And has your path ever crossed with Jim Montgomery? Were you a teammate of his when he was here for a cup of coffee, or have you played against him?
No, I've never played against him, but, you know, just know Jimmy from being around and great guy and obviously done great things here with the Dallas Stars. I remember in November, the owner was coming out and calling Ben and Segan out and telling them that they weren't getting it done. And, you know, obviously he sparked something and that team took a look at themselves and said, wow, our owner's calling us out in the newspaper. Maybe we need to figure out a way to get this done. And at the end of the day, hockey players are so ready to play the game of hockey at a younger age than they ever were before. These kids are training and looking after themselves at 13, 14, 15 years old. Where when I was playing, you know, we were starting to get into training when we were 17, 18, and 19. And instead of being ready for the NHL at 23, 24, 25, these kids are ready at a younger age. And everybody's in such good condition, and everybody's training skills and doing the little things that make hockey players better, that it really comes down to who can play a team game, who can limit their mistakes, and who outworks the guy next to them. Those are the teams that are going to win, and those are the teams that are going to win the Stanley Cup. It's you know, the days of superstar dynasty teams like the Oilers that are just going to throw the best players out there, they're all done. You got to outwork the guy next to you, and you got to want it more.
Well stated. Reed, appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
Awesome, guys. Have a good day. Call me anytime.
All right, Reed Lowe joining us. It is, you know, it is about just, hey, who's going to work a little harder? You know, it's not about these awesome teams anymore. It's about who's going to work a little bit harder. And the Blues have four lines. If you had to bet a dollar on this series, which way would you go, Blousy?
You wouldn't bet. I wouldn't bet. This is so even, and I think it would be the same with the Predators. I think I'd give the slight edge to Nashville in that series because of home ice, so I think I'm going to give a slight edge to the Blues in this series because of home ice. Because I think that atmosphere, I realize we didn't take advantage of home ice against Winnipeg, but you gotta feel like they loved closing it out at home. They feel that energy. The fans are going to be pumped up for game one, more so than they may have ever have been outside of game six. So I think I give the Blues a slight advantage, but Ben Bishop is a boss. He is unreal. Not saying Bennington isn't, but they're just two different types of goalies. So it'll be interesting.
So you'll pick the Blues, and Brian will pick?
My philosophy is just being, why not? So I'll pick the Blues.
Nice. Right.
Why shouldn't they win this series at this point?
All right, let's take a short time out. Before we go to break, quick word about the Gatesworth Finest in Senior Living. Looking for a place for mom or dad, aunt or uncle, grandma or grandpa, 170 in Delmar, 1 McKnight Place. The answer is always yes. It's like living on a cruise ship. The food is outstanding. The entertainment is great. It's just a beautiful way to spend the sunset of your life. And if you're looking for a car, look no further than the Bomarito Automotive family. They sell the most cars in the state of Missouri every year. They've done it for 12 straight years, over 30,000 cars sold per year, 20 new car locations, 9 pre-owned car locations. Nobody does it better than the Bomarito family. Go to bomarito.com and go through their extensive inventory of new cars and pre-owned cars. We'll take a break. What is a better playoff, the NBA or the NHL? We're going to play some special moments from last night.